The following radio program may contain brief, coarse language and deals with subject matter that is not suitable for younger audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
This is Where the Wind Blows. Where the wind blows.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this week's episode of Where the Wind Blows. I'm E.T., here with your special edition of Where the Wind Blows, celebrating the release of the Marianas Trench new album, Ever After. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, you will be hearing some of those new songs today. And we've got the entire album here, some new remixes that are also on the album as well. It's going to be a great show, guys. We've got a lot to talk about today as well. So, yeah, don't forget to tell your friends, you know, we're on live now. Where the Wind Blows, Centennial Internet Radio is where we are at. Mention us on Twitter, Where Wind Blows Are, facebook.com/Where the Wind Blows. And if you want to give us a call, 416-289-5000, extension 8615. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the those are our digits there. And yeah, it's going to be a great show. Ever After came out today at 12.01 a.m., and I had just had a quick listen to it before the show started, and it sounds smurfin' fantabulous. It's a good album. Yeah, so hopefully you will enjoy today's show. We've got some Marianas Trench fun facts for you today as well, and then a couple of our topics that we're going to ask you about. There's stuff on the Facebook page as well. What's your favorite Marianas Trench album? What is your favorite song? We want to know that. Go to the Facebook page, facebook.com/Where the Wind Blows is where we're at on Facebook. And it's a beautiful cloudy day here in Toronto, Ontario, at the CCC campus for Centennial College. How you doing, all? It's a bit chilly outside. I did see some snow earlier while I was out for a walk before the show started. Not heavy snow, but it was a nice little bit of a flurry as well. But for those of you who are listening outside of the country, I hope you guys don't have too much snow down there. For those listening to the southern parts of the United States, we still don't have our igloo set up yet, and our sled dogs are still in the they're still prepping for the winter. So if you're curious about that, don't worry about it. We've got everything under control up here in Canada. We're gonna start you off with Marianas Trench. We're gonna start you off with their new song "Stutter," off of the new album "Ever After." Here is Stutter, Marianas Trench, here on Centennial Internet Radio.
I know I never make this easy. It's easy here to disappear. You say give me some, a thing that I can go on. Stutter, yeah, anywhere but here. Sing it back. Oh, 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 oh. Hey, yeah. Oh, 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 oh. And I'm begging you, bring me back to life. I just can't.
hold me down and do it. Nobody will know how you come and you go for it. Not gonna get dangerous. You don't gotta worry about us. Somebody to give what you get, and you'll get what you need now. And these lights get bright, so let me show you. Be so, so, so nice to know you. It's as easy as one, two, three. Do you see what I do? Truth or dare? You set up, well, there you are. You, you, me. Now I think you got it. One last breath and just spin the bottle now.
You know you don't need to be so worried. Even though below, I'm still thinking about.
So be a little
dirty little secret, dirty little secret.
So be a little get into the slow descent, get into the trust to feel it, get into the pull and the push and the forth and back. Yeah.
spin. You keep saying I've been over my
shake that. in the club, party rock. Looking for your girl, she on the jock, huh? Now stop when we in the spot. Booty moving weight like she on the block. With a drink, I got to know. Top jeans tattoo, cause I'm rock around. Half black, half white, diamond now. Gang of money. Open top.
Yeah, I'm running through these halls like Drano. I got that devilish flow, rock and roll, no halo. We party rock. Yeah, that's the crew that I'm repping on a rise to the top. No letting our Zeppelin.
Hey, party rock is in the house tonight. Woo! Everybody just have a good time.
Yeah,
and we gon' make you lose your mind. Everybody just have a good time.
Every day I'm shuffling.
And be the first girl to make me throw this cash. We get money, don't be mad. Now stop, hating is bad.
One more shot for us,
another round.
Please fill up my cup,
don't mess around.
We just want to see
you shaking that.
Now you home with me,
you're naked now.
Get up, get down, get your hands up to the sun. Get up, get down, put your hands up to the sun. Get up, get down, put your hands up to the sun.
Woo!
Put your hands up to the sun. Put your hands up to the sun.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Where the Wind Blows live here on Centennial Internet Radio, broadcasting to you from Mortimer and Papes Avenue here on here in East York, Ontario, in Toronto. That was some Marianas Trench for you, and after that we had some Headley from their new album Storms, which we'll be talking about in just a hot second. And what you just heard was Party Rock Anthem by LMFAO, who last week had a concert in Toronto, and I heard it was pretty rad. I had a friend who went to that concert, and she said it was pretty awesome. But yeah, it was. So welcome back to Where the Wind Blows. I'm your host, ET. The time is now 1:53 in the p.m. Eastern Standard Time. What's up? I got some surveys for you here on the Facebook page, and we have the some questions for you. One of them was, what is your favorite Marianas Trench album? There is Masterpiece Theater, Ever After, and then there's also Fix Me, and there is also a couple additions to that as well. One of them was I prefer the singles, and then there was I put in just in case people didn't like Marianas Trench for whatever, you know, screwed up reason that they didn't like Marianas Trench, but it was still waiting for a good album. Personally, mine was Masterpiece Theater, and so far that is the top rating for their favorite album is Masterpiece Theater. We got 3 for that one, and we've got 2 people who are voting for Ever After. One person said 2 people are also saying Fix Me, and it was actually Zach who said that they prefer the singles. Zach, buddy, you're missing out. If you're tuning in, yeah, they're missing out on the actual albums. You got to listen to a Marianas Trench album from start to finish, because it sounds like, at least starting with Masterpiece Theater and then with this album as well, Ever After, it sounds like one complete song from start to finish. What's interesting about Ever After is that if you have the either a hard copy or you've downloaded it or bought it on iTunes, it comes with a digital handbook. Like, you know, when you get a when you get your hardcover your hard copy, they come with the they come with the book the booklet that kind of gives you the lyrics and everything. What's different about the Ever After is they make it look like as if it's a storybook. And it works really well. If you actually read the lyrics, it actually looks like and seems like it's a story from start to finish. And, you know, that's all available on iTunes. And you can also get it in stores if you have, if you can get Ever After in stores. And you know what? The album sounds great. Like I said, it came out today. So it's right fresh off the press. And you got to go get out your copy. Go to HMV to get your copy. And you can also buy it on iTunes as well. Great album. There's some remixes actually of Haven't Had Enough, which was their first single from this album, and to be honest, one of them was a little iffy, but I do like the second one that I will be playing in just a second. We've got some more Mariana Trench for you coming up shortly, but first of all, I just wanted to bring up a rather interesting topic, to be honest. I think something about the snow last week. I was in class on, what was it? I believe it was Friday I was in class, and all of a sudden people were on Facebook and saying, oh my God, there's snow. And I'm thinking, I'm in Toronto, I'm like, okay, where's the inches and inches of snow? Or where's the feet of snow that I'm supposed to be hearing about that people are talking about, and it's supposed to be this big thing. And I get outside, and it's just a few flakes coming from the clouds just hitting the ground. I'm thinking, is this really what we're all hyped up about, is the snow? Is these few flakes that are coming out from the sky? I mean, that's not really something to get hyped up about. When I get hyped up if there's, you know, 2-3 inches of snow on the ground that's actually going to stay for a while, I get hyped up, yet I kind of get, you know, pissed off at the same time because, you know, you got to walk in that, you got to drive in that, you got to shovel it, and, it, you know, it's just a pain. But, yeah, that's I thought it was rather interesting. So what do you guys think about the snow hype? I'll put the question up on Facebook in just a minute. But I think it's just too much when the first snowfall comes and it's literally just a few flakes when it first arrives in the season. And everyone's freaking out. Everybody was freaking out on Facebook. They're like, oh my God, the snow is here. What are we going to do? It's snowing. I'm thinking, relax. It's, you know, a few flakes. You're going to be okay. There's not going to be a snow day tomorrow. It was just absolutely crazy. But yeah, we're going to have some more Mariana Trench for you coming up in just a second. It's a great, like I said, it's a great album. You really got to listen to it. We're going to play you the album opener. It's called Ever After, which reflects the title of the album as well. It's a great, great album, and I really hope you enjoy it. We're going to start you off with Ever After here on Centennial Internet Radio on Where the Wind Blows with your host, E.T. Here it is, Ever After by Mariana Trench. The time is 1:58 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hope you enjoy it. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Once upon a time, I used to romanticize. Used to be somebody, never mind. But don't miss it that much now. I think it's sinking in. Days that I wonder where I've been. In picture perfect porcelain. But I won't lose a pound. You say, better liar, never face the music when it's dire. And I breathe disaster ever after. Don't pull away from me now. Don't you move. Can't you see? Disaster, you could be my ever.
Oh, enough to make me not go. You choose your words, careful voice. In the end, I'm not the first choice. You say you want someone just like me. So then why am I your plan? Why am I your plan? Why am I your plan B? You know.
Hey! knew the meaning of a heartache. But then again, I never lost a love before. Maybe all those years will find some meaning. I just can't think about them now or live them out anymore. Never lasted so long, no. Through so much or through so many, I just can't believe I could throw it all away. Sometimes late at night, when there's nothing here except my piano, I'd almost give my hands to make you see my way.
Beside you. space between the things you know is blurry nonetheless. When you try to speak, but you make no sound, and the words you want are out of reach, but they've never been so loud. Tired eyes refuse to close and sleep in your defense. And if your heart wears thin, I will hold you up. And I will hide you. When it gets too much, I'll be right beside you. Nobody will break.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Centennial Internet Radio on the show Where the Wind Blows. I'm your host, E.T. The time is now 2:24 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, coming to you live from Centennial College's Center for Creative Communications, just north of the Danforth in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. No, we do not have 5 feet of snow yet, let alone a couple inches or millimeters. I don't know what millimeters trans into for you American people down there, but really small. We don't have a lot. There's nothing even covering the ground. Anyways, I was in my English class today. Weirdest thing. We were talking about, I guess, some kind of a sense how kids are nowadays just, oh, how do I put it? Completely desensitized with today's media and entertainment. And we got on the topic of movies. And censoring, or just, you know, there's ratings for movies, you know, there's, you know, G14A, R, and then 18A, and then there's rated R. And the weirdest thing about it is I don't even think, at least to my knowledge, from what I've seen, what I've witnessed, that kids aren't really, I guess you could say, ID'd at the movie theater anymore. I think it's kind of bizarre, and it's kind of wrong and sad, because the reason that those ratings are there, those censorships are there, is so young kids don't go into these movies and potentially be completely desensitized later on in life. Now, this isn't just movie theaters. There's games. You know, there's like Call of Duty, Modern Warfare, Dead Space 1 and 2. You know, there's so many different games, and I'm not blaming the media on this, but more, I guess you could say, the kids and the parents who actually let their kids watch this or play this. There's a reason why these games and these movies have ratings. I mean, for example, let's look at Grand Theft Auto. I remember when that first came out, it was this huge, huge thing where people were, you know, it wasn't in a lot of homes because of the fact that it was so violent and that it was so vulgar. And yet kids still played it. I can confess that I was one of those kids that played it too whenever I went over to a friend's house. You know, it was the cool thing to do, to play Grand Theft Auto. And I think it's just wrong nowadays. You know, I mean, looking at movies such as Paranormal Activity, where kids can pretty much walk right into the theater and they won't ask, oh, can I see some ID on you, please? I mean, now, personally, I don't have to worry about that because I'm 21 and I don't have to worry about ratings and stuff. I remember when I was in grade 9, I went to go see The Grudge and that was rated 14A. And was I asked for ID? Not at all. Nobody asked me for identification. It was the weirdest thing. Excuse me. It's just kids nowadays are becoming desensitized by today's media and today's entertainment industry because of what we're seeing and all that. It's quite sad, to be honest. I mean, a lot of influences such as take Bowling for Columbine, for example, the massacre at Columbine High School, and then there was also the massacre at the Montreal College, and then a few years ago here in Toronto there was Jordan Manners, another high school kid. You know, this is all happening to the younger generation, and there's a lot of it. I'm not blaming parenting at all, but then there are some people who can be blamed for it. It's wrong to have kids watching these things, playing these games, because it's just, I don't know how to put it. It's immorally wrong to have kids playing games where they're shooting people in the head, throwing bombs, knifing people, watching movies where people are raped, where people are raped, where they're being murdered, where people are just being kidnapped and everything. And, you know, parents don't seem to really, some parents don't really seem to have a problem with that. And my question is why? I mean, there's a question on the our Facebook page that says, what do you think of society's place on censorship right now? And the biggest answer right now is, what censorship? There really isn't much censorship around. I mean, sometimes in the news they'll say, you know, if the following video or the following media is graphic, please, if you have children, please escort them out of the room. But that's about it. The only other people stopping kids from going to these movies, playing these games, buying these movies, are retail, and where they should be asking for identification. So kids aren't going to have nightmares, where they're not going to be scarred for life, where they're not going to be desensitized and scared out of their mind every single day when they get out of bed. I don't know. That's just my view. How about you tell us your side of the story? 416-289-5000, extension 8615. You can do that, or you can mention us at Twitter on twitter.com/wherewindblowsare, or you can let us know on Facebook at facebook.com/wherethewindblows. So that's all I have to say about that for now. But what we're going to do is speaking about media and entertainment, why don't we play some more Marianas Trench for you? We're going to play some celebrity status for you here on Centennial Internet Radio. Here is Marianas Trench, celebrity status, Centennial Internet Radio, live on Where the Wind Blows. Your host, E.T.
Stop! just a bit of minor surgery. These desperate times call for desperate measures. I'll give you something to cry about. Show some skin and would be cachet. How could you let this get to desperate measures now? For a first. We'll be right back.
You look so shocked, it's not the way I planned it. I deserve, what did you say? Oh, ay, oh, ay, oh. Don't you wanna love, don't you fight back? No, this will hurt less if you just submit. So, how about a little gratitude for what I say? Oh, ay, oh, ay, oh.
Soldiers, I follow you like soldiers, I follow you like soldiers, I follow you like soldiers, I follow you like
know you're fine, but what do I do? I know you're fine, but what do I
do? I know you're fine, but what about
fine.
Throws his hands into the air, into these walls. He's freaking out. He's got a gun. He'll get his way. He'll have his fun.
You make a mess. You bruise my name. Try to cut me down with every word you say. If you wreck my day, if you wreck my day, you son of a bitch, you're gonna get some. And I'm tired of this stupid game. Circles from you again. Don't blame me for what I gotta do. I won't hate myself to be loved by you.
Johnny runs, he shuts his eyes. He only sees from 9 to 5. Don't let him down, he's got a gun. He'll get his way, he'll have his fun.
All you wanna piece, don't have what it takes to take a shot at me, to put me.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Centennial Internet Radio with your host ET on Where the Wind Blows. The show unfortunately is coming to a close. We've only got about 5 minutes left before I play our final song for today's show. I'm gonna leave you off with the closer of the new album Ever After, which is called No Place Like Home. I really suggest you go out and buy the album, guys. It's really awesome. You gotta listen to it from start to finish. I gave you snippets today of the album. And, you know, the songs are good, you know, it's great, but the magic really comes together when you listen to it from, you know, cover to cover. And it's, you know, it's really great. You get the deluxe version too, and then you get the bonus tracks, the other mixes of Haven't Had Enough. Plus, you get the digital booklet, and you got a couple of videos in there too, which is really superb. They show how they, you know, the making of the album. They also show how they made the Haven't Had Enough music video, and the Haven't Had Enough music video is also on the disc as well. So it's really great, guys. I highly suggest that you go out and buy the album. It's definitely superb. And it ranks really close with their album Masterpiece Theater. So yeah, definitely go out and get that, because it's a fantastic album. One last thing I want to bring up before we go, Movember. It's coming to a close. There's a week and a half left of Movember, and in case you don't know what it is, it's the month of November. What men will do is they will grow a mustache and raise funds and awareness for prostate cancer research. And if you want to donate, you want to help our Where the Wind Blows team, our link is on the Facebook page. I'll post it there again, so you don't have to scroll through everything. But, you know, it doesn't have to be anything big. You know, you can donate online. They take PayPal, Visa, Amex, and MasterCard for those who who can't make it up here to make any cash donations. But it's a really good cause. Kelvin and I both have our stashes going. I got rid of my handlebars just because, you know, it started to look a little bit ridiculous. So I've got the regular stash going now. And to be honest, it doesn't look too shabby. Who knows? Maybe I'll keep it. Maybe I won't. I guess we'll see what happens. For you women who really want to participate in Movember and help your support the men in your life, what you can do is you can go to a dollar store or anywhere and buy a fake mustache and wear it for at least a day around to show your support for Movember. And it's great. It's a great cause. You know, my motivation, cancer runs in my family, and I'm trying to make it history. I also had a friend who passed away 2 years ago of cancer himself. He was only 18, and it's unfortunate that he had to go as well. But, you know, such is life. You know, things happen. They say the people who die young are the best. You know, only the good die young, and that means that their purpose here is done. But, yes, anybody who has lost loved ones to cancer, you will know that this is a great cause. And it really only started to fly last year when it went on the web. And it's, like I said, great cause, guys. Check out the Facebook page, facebook.com/wherethewindblows. And you can definitely get you can get give us our donations online. And we'll be so grateful for anybody who donates, because it's a great cause. And any bit you can help contribute will help conquer cancer. And that's what we're trying to do is, you know, defeat cancer once and for all, because it is just such a nasty, nasty disease, and we want to get rid of it, because it's just something that we don't want around. So and there are some people who have been touched by cancer, or have been touched by some way of loved ones who have been lost through cancer, and you know, you want to give back to the cancer funds. You know, help us out for Movember. There's a week and a half left. We'll bring it up to you next week as well. But please, please, please help us out this month for Kelvin and I. We're raising funds I can't even talk today. This is pretty sad. To help conquer cancer. We're trying to raise money for cancer research, prostate cancer research to be exact. So any little help would be greatly appreciated. You know, we have some donations already, and we're looking for some more, guys. We can't do this without you. So if you guys can get onto our Facebook page, facebook.com/wherethewindblows, and you can give us any donations that you have would be greatly, greatly, greatly appreciated, because we all want to make cancer history. Facebook.com/wherethewindblows. The link will be posted in just a few minutes if you want to help us conquer cancer. The website will take, like I said, MasterCard, Visa, Amex. For those of you who don't know what Amex is, that is American Express. Also, they take PayPal. So if you have a PayPal account, which can connect to your debit account or any credit card account that you have, so you don't want to give away your credit card information, you can use PayPal as well. And, you know, like I said, it'd be great for all your support. Unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, that is most of the time that we have today. And it was great. Thank you all for listening. It was such a treat for you guys to be listening in today. It's always a treat. But remember, guys, tune in next week, 1:30 Eastern Standard Time, PM, that is, and listen again to Where the Wind Blows next week. And this Wednesday, be sure to listen to The Jukebox, which is Centennial Internet Radio's only and all request radio show. That is all the time that we have for today, ladies and gentlemen. I'm E.T. signing off from Centennial Internet Radio, Where the Wind Blows. Ladies and gentlemen, this is No Place Like Home by Marianas Trench. Take care.
Yellow bricks to follow back and run from that disaster. Familiar sins come crashing in as ever, forever. My old friend, it's time I leave you here for once for all in frozen alabaster. Believe me, there's no
we'll be right back. kisses.